good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence Show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. And our friends are also coming out of Hamilton on 89.0 Free FM throughout the Waikato. So, hope you're having a lovely day out there, folks. Beautiful, changeable spring day like it has been the last few days. And today on the show, we're going to go through some primary sector headlines, have a look at the weather, have a look at some gardening to-dos. And today's focus of the show is going to be on, it's the new moon this evening. And so we're going to do a bit of a planting kind of by the moon, kind of special today. So all that to come right now. So all the songs, by the way, are all like moon-related songs as well. That's the thing for today. So I'm going to start it with... if I can find the mouse, here it is. Start it with this one here by Janis Joplin, Half a Moon. I hope you enjoy this one.
Fill me like a mountain. Yeah, 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 yeah. Fill me like a sea.
Yes, the incredible Janis Joplin there with Half Moon. And primary sector headlines, a time here on the Over the Fence show, and Wool Impact New Zealand has been launched to promote the strong wool sector to change your overseas customers' view strong wool. Wool Impact New Zealand aims to work with brands to get all strong wool products into markets quickly and speed up returns for farmers. Chief Executive Andy Coy said consumers are moving away from fast fashion and synthetic fibres. He adds, a number of New Zealand companies have been very innovative with using wool for acoustic panels, and this new application has a worldwide opportunities. So, yes, I'm always happy to see stuff happening in the strong wool sector. Great product. And a crowdfunding syndicate called Forever Farms has been set up by Mike Barnum, and a Hawke's Bay farmer. Its purpose is to buy Mangohane Station. The station is nearly 5,000 hectares just off the Napier Taihape Road, and it's for sale. Barnum wants the farm to remain in New Zealand ownership and not be converted into pines. He said it's a very special farm, and there are only 11 of these big iconic stations in the North Island. An estimated $45 million, that's right, folks, $45 million is required using a syndicated ownership structure. All right. It's a syndicated structure. And folks can invest a minimum of $250,000 per share. So it's an initiative. And Fonterra has sold its Soprol, a business in Chile, for just over $1 billion to a consumer dairy market leader in Peru. Chief Executive Miles Hurrell said the divestment will help Fonterra return capital to our shareholders and unit holders. And dropping consumer demand for kumara means growers are facing a big loss this year. Anthony Blundell, Managing Director of Kaipara Kumara from Ruawai, said sales of the kumara were down about 10-15%, and he was unsure why. He said kumara were really competitively priced at the moment, around $3 a kg, so I don't know what's going on. He adds production costs have increased, usual things these days, labour, fertiliser compliance and diesel costs all up, and said all we can hope for is that with prices being low at the moment, it means more people will go out and buy kumara to support the growers. And Central Otago cherry growers are expecting record volumes of fruit this season. 45 South Cherries Chief Executive Tim Jones said the last 3 years have been pretty disappointing crops, but this year the industry could export 5,000 to 6,000 tonnes as opposed to last year's 3,000 tonnes. Key markets for New Zealand cherries include Taiwan, China, Thailand, Vietnam, with the US and Canada becoming more important for some smaller, lower-value fruit. Jones said the sector was feeling more positive after a tough couple of years, and it could do with a good run under its belt, he says. So there's some primary sector headlines from the week for you. Sticking with our moon sort of ones, here goes one beautiful song. Bob Seger with Shame on the Moon.
Been beside a man, you don't know what he wants, you don't know if he cries at night, you don't know if you don't. When nothing comes easy, old nightmares are real. Until you've been beside a man, you don't know how he feels. Once inside a woman's heart, a man must keep his head. Heaven opens up the door where angels fear to tread. Some men go crazy, some men go slow, some men go just where they want, some men never go. Oh, blame it on midnight,
where it's all around. Comfort in the crowd, strangers' faces all around, laughing right out loud. Out of man.
Seeger there with Shame on the Moon, a song he didn't actually write. That one was written by, I can't remember the guy's name, and also Roseanne Cash. So with the time here on the Over the Fence show, and a frontal system over the North Island pushes out to the east this afternoon. Meanwhile, another front moves onto the South Island. Strong westerly winds from the northwest this afternoon as well. There's plenty more beautiful, changeable spring weather. Still to blast over kind of Aotearoa over the next few days. The western New Zealand can expect squalls with isolated thunderstorms the next couple of days, which we've kind of already had a few this morning and yesterday, which is great. I love a good thunderstorm. But it's a bit hit or miss in areas. One front leaves New Zealand and another moves in, which I think is maybe happening at the moment because it hasn't rained for a little while and it was actually really hot and sunny before. Still windy for sure, but still looks sunny out the window out of Raglan Community Radio HQ here on Bow Street today, out of the town hall. So where was I anyways? Yes, another one moves in. And there's a cold front bringing wet and potentially unstable weather to the North Island. This morning conditions ease this afternoon as it moves offshore to the east. And another front moves in over the South Island with rain pushing northwards along the west coast, bringing more unstable weather. Westerlies over the North Island are strong this morning. And then sort of easing off this afternoon with another front moving up in from the Tassie, I should say, with west and all-west winds strengthening, especially for western coastal areas and through Cook Strait. For the Waikato, there's going to be morning showers. Yeah, had a few of those, all right. Some heavy, yep. A couple of heavy ones, all right. With thunder, yep, had that as well. And then easing with sunny areas increasing. And, yeah, like I said, it's like that now. It's going to dry up this afternoon in the east of the Waikato. Strong westerly, so nor-westerly winds, however. And showers and fine spells throughout the week, pretty much. And, pretty strong winds still. Daytime temperatures this week, somewhere between 17 and 19 degrees Celsius. And nighttime temperature somewhere between 12 and 16 degrees Celsius. But cool in the evenings, but not too bad. And the winds are west-south-westerly today, west-north-westerly tomorrow, west-south-westerly again Friday, north-westerly Saturday, west-north-westerly Sunday, and west-south-westerly Monday and north-westerlies on Tuesday. So all kind of from that direction, kind of. Humidity today is somewhere between 73% and 86%. The sun rose at 5:55 a.m. and will set at 8:18 p.m. The length of visible light is 15 hours and 21 minutes, and the actual day length is 14 hours and 22 minutes. Tomorrow will be 1 minute and 33 seconds longer than today. And the moon, yes, new moon tonight, 1.6% illuminated. Things about the new moon. New moon is when the sun and moon are aligned, with the sun and earth on opposite sides of the moon. The moon will rise at 5.06, or has did rise at 5.06, and will set at 7.28 this evening. And I'm not super organised this week, but thank you, Craig. Sent me his rainfall from up to Hutawai, 89 mils. And yes, a lot of that must come down last night, because having a look at the wheelbarrows that are just got sort of around on the lawn, had a good bit of water on them. So yeah, good dump of rain, and it's all good. Any late November rain from I think's really good, and the aquifers I'd imagine still need charging from a few dry years. So yeah, hopefully we do get another couple of kind of wet kind of weeks. It'd be great. So that's the weather. And now I guess sticking to moon songs, most people will immediately think of Dark Side of the Moon. And fair enough, one of the biggest albums of all time. So here's songs off that album, but not by them. This is it's off an album called Dub Side of the Moon. So here goes the first two tracks off that album, Dub Side of the Moon. Speak to Me and Breathe.
Thank you.
Well, that cut out quick, didn't it, folks? Should be a stop there. Stop the radio. That's it. All right, there we are. That was Speak to Me and Breathe there with From. That was off an album called Dub Side of the Moon. Good album if you're into that one. It's called The Easy Star All Stars, a dub band. Anyways, it's time for gardening to-dos here on the Over the Fence show. If I can find the right place where I'm supposed to be, here we are. If you're gardening by the moon, good time to protect plants from slugs and snails using yeast traps and upturned flower pots. Thin out the carrots and radishes so they size up well. And that's all today's things, and a new moon, of course, tonight. So the new moon phase starts from tomorrow, and from then you can plant out cucumbers, zucchini and pumpkins. Also plant sweet corn and plant quick-growing salad crops for the festive season, which is coming up before you know it, probably. The new moon phase brings a strong gravitational pull, and the light is increasing. It's the best time to plant green leafy crops and sow seeds, but we'll get more and more into this a bit later in the show. And let me just try and find what else you can plant here in the Waikato. Here we are, a bit of a list, of course. So here we are, folks. Alyssum, apricot, asparagus, basil, beans, beetroot, blackberries, blueberries, broccoli, cabbage, capsicums, carrots, celery, chilies, chrysanthemums, coriander, cosmos, courgettes, cucumber, dahlia, daisy, dianthus, eggplant, fuchsia, fuchsia, gerberium, patiens, kumara, lavender, leeks, lemons, lettuce, limes, mandarins, marigold, mesculin. And I was actually in the supermarket last night, and I saw three generations of the same family, and they were looking at the herbs as I was wandering past, and oregano, they said, actually oregano, in a beautiful accent. It's the best way I've ever heard it said, and I didn't do it justice then, but anyway, you can plant that as well. Oranges, parsley, parsnip, passion fruit, petunias, poppies, potatoes, pumpkin squash, radish, raspberries, rocket rose, silver beet, snapdragon, spinach, spring onion, strawberry, sweet pea, sweet corn, tomatoes, and watermelon. So there we are. These are some of the things you can plant right now in the Waikato. All right. So I'm going to come back with some public service announcements after this one by Future Islands called Like the Moon.
Looks like the moon. She says it's your eye. She sees everything. She knows me too well. Side.
All right, that was Future Islands there with Like the Moon. Good track, isn't it? And some public service announcements time here on the Over the Fence show. And surfing for farmers. Yes, indeed. It's going to start, well, supposed to start again this evening. I know the surf's not very good and it's pretty messy out there. And probably will remain so for the evening, but it's probably still going to go ahead anyway, so a good time to catch up anyway. So toodle along, if you like, to the surf club. I think it's about 5:30 this evening, so it'll be the first one. And, yeah, being a little disorganised, I was going to get Maddie Kirk on to have a little quick little talk about it, but I'll do that next week now. So, but anyway, that's probably happening tonight. And also, of course, as of every Wednesday, the Aroha seed stand is sitting out in the entranceway to the town hall. So you can go in there and, yeah, they've got seeds and punnets and potting mix and such things. So just go in there, take them home, give them the water, and there you go. Also, there's another science night coming up in a few weeks. I actually did go down to the last one, maybe last week, maybe. And it was interesting. A local bloke who's been working on the getting plastics out of the Pacific Ocean, so it was interesting. And I can't remember what the next one is, but yeah, if you go to the Whangarei Environment Centre's flash new sort of website they got set up, they'll tell you all about that. And there's also, I've got an email, there's a few interesting things coming up for Time Bankers too, so if you're involved with that, there's a few good things coming up, and it's easy to join up to that too, and very rewarding too, I must say. So have a look into that if you've got maybe a couple of hours a week spare to do stuff. It's Time Bankers. And also, if there are any other DJs listening who might have forgotten, there's a podcasting workshop happening tonight at the old school. I think it's 7 o'clock tonight. And there's heaps and heaps of gigs coming up as well, and lots of other stuff. So check out the What's On guide on the Raglan Community Radio website, and that'll tell you these things and more. All right, so that'll do for public service. Oh, and I always forget, if you do want to get a hold of me here on the show, maybe you want to come on the show or want to give some sort of feedback, good, bad, otherwise, doesn't worry me. OverTheFenceRadioShow@gmail.com, OverTheFenceRadioShow@gmail.com. Yep, any feedback, more than welcome, whatever it is. All right, and I'm going to play some stuff later on about sort of planting by the moon and things like that. And but for now, anyways, while I get kind of stuff organised, here goes. This one's for you, I guess, Paul. Echo and the Bunnymen. I know you're a fan of this band. Echo and the Bunnymen. One called The Killing Moon.
Against your will, through the thick. yourself to him.
And the Bunny Man with The Killing Moon. I've enjoyed that one. And now we're going to, I think it came out last year, a bit of an introduction thing to Planting by the Moon if you don't know anything about it. And here it is.
Moon is very important in our garden. I'm going to explain to you the cycle of the moon and the importance that it has in our plants. You see, in our calendar, we have 4 moons. Every 7 days, we have a different moon. We have first the new moon is a moon that we can see. And if you count 7 days from the new moon, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, we're going to have our first quarter moon. You count another 7 days, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, and we're going to have our full moon. 7 days after, we're going to have our third quarter moon. Now, the moon has an influence in all the liquids on top of the earth. And that is very important because it has the same effect in our plants. We call it savia, the liquid that is inside our plants. In Spanish, we call it savia. I don't know how you call it in English, but it's a very important liquid inside the plants. It's almost like the blood of the plants. Okay, now, when we are a new moon, this moon pushes the savia down to the roots, and it concentrates right here at this level in the roots. As the days pass by, we count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days, that savia starts going up. When you reach the first quarter moon in that 7 day, the savia is already in the way, you know, going up to the plants, to the trees. Once you reach the full moon, right here in the 7 day, all the savia is already on top concentrated. So, as the days they pass by after the full moon, 3 days, 1, 2, 3, the savia is beginning to go down until we reach the third quarter moon. You see, you can see here the concentration of the savia going down. And then it goes again back to this part where all the savia is concentrated. So everything is a cycle. It goes in circle. And it happens in 28 days. Why is this important? Well, because this is going to help us to know what we can plant during the full moon. Let's say, what are you going to plant right in here during the full moon? You're going to plant all your plants, then grow up, like the trees, fruit trees, tomatoes, cucumbers, chiles, beans, all the plants, then they give you flowers, and then they give you fruits, they're going to go directly planted on the dirt 7 days before the full moon, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 3 days after the full moon, 1, 2, 3. So right in here, this is the time where you're going to plant the kind of vegetables. Now, when are you going to plant the vegetables that grow inside the dirt, like potatoes, sweet potatoes, garlic, onions, carrots, all of them? You are going to plant them right in here during the new moon. So we're going to go ahead and plant them 7 days before the new moon and 3 days after the new moon. So we're going to start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 3 days after. 1, 2, 3. So it's going to be the same than when we use the full moon, you see. It's going to be 7 days before the full moon, 3 days after the full moon. We plant everything that goes up. And then during the new moon, 7 days before the new moon, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, and 3 days after the new moon, we're going to plant everything that goes underneath the earth. Now, what happened with all the letters and all the spinach and all those vegetables, leafy vegetables? Well, they are to the level of the ground. They are not really trees or plants, and they're going to have flowers. Well, these leafy vegetables, we're going to plant them just like the potatoes and the carrots. We're going to plant them during the new moon, but we're going to add 3 days more. So we're going to start during the last period of, you know, when the full moon finish, or the 3 days after the full moon. So then we start 4, 5, and 6, and we go all the way to the new moon. So that's why it's important to know what to plant accordingly to the position of the moon. When are you going to pick up your fruits? The same way. If you come and pick up the apples, tomatoes, chiles, all the fruits from carrots, watermelons, melons, all the ones, and they grow up, if you pick them up during the full moon, that's when the savia is more concentrated in here. So you're going to get fruit and it's rich in flavor, and it's going to be super fresh and super good. Now, when are you going to pick up all your carrots and potatoes? And, well, you're going to come over here and you're going to pick them up during this time in here, because when you pick them up, all the flavors are going to be concentrated, because all the savia is concentrated in the roots. Like lettuce and spinach, you're going to pick them up the same way that you're going to pick up all the plants when they grow up during the full moon. But you're going to extend 3 more days, and you can go ahead and pick them up during this time as well. I hope this will help you. And if you have any questions or any comments, you can leave them in the bottom of this video, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, there we are. There's a nice introductory guide, wasn't it, to planting by the moon? Savia, I like that word too. So there we are, and now I'm going to play for you Hindi Zara with her song. She's from Morocco, her song called The Moon.
Beware, This is the beginning of an endless love, and we know it now. This is the beginning of a brand new life with an open heart. I will turn it to the moon and sing it to the sky. I know that the best thing is you. This is the beginning of an endless love, and we know it now. This is the beginning of a brand new life with an open heart. I will turn it to the moon and sing it to the sky. I will turn it to the moon and sing it to the sky. This is the beginning of a brand new life with an open heart. I know.
Hindi Zara there with her song called The Moon, a Moroccan artist. I hope you enjoyed that. Now we're going to have a look at a kind of a lecture thing from a Biodynamic Association of UK. I'm talking about sowing and planting by the moon. We probably won't get through all of it, we'll get through a bit of it anyways, and here it is.
Most people accept that the moon has a profound influence on all of the water on planet Earth. It influences the movement of the oceans and the seas, particularly with the tides. But in fact, all of the liquids on Earth are affected by the moon, including the water or the sap in the plants and the moisture in the soil. So there are over 30 different moon rhythms all happening at the same time, but I'm going to introduce you to four that can really help you in your gardening. So there are plenty of planetary and moon calendars available to help you tune into the moon rhythms. And there are even some free ones online. But this one, the Mariaton Biodynamic Calendar, is one that I've used for many years. Mariaton was a remarkable biodynamic pioneer who sadly passed away a few years ago. But she spent over 50 years experimenting with planetary planting. She sowed an awful lot of radish in her experiments because you can grow several generations of radish over the season. And it was through working with her repeated sowings and collecting the seeds that she was able to make very visible the planetary effects on plants. So this is the typical diary page from the calendar. And this can look a little daunting if it's unfamiliar to you. Now, within the calendar, there's loads and loads of information, including accounts of the experiments that Maria and her family have done and her colleagues. But it's these diary pages which give you the basic information to start working with the moon rhythms. So the first rhythm I'd like to introduce you to is the strongest of the influence. This is the full moon, new moon rhythm. And it's the one that most of us are familiar with because the moon is very visible, particularly the cycle of this full moon, new moon and the quarters. And it's something that we've kind of grow up with. It's familiar in the sky. So on the calendar, you can see there's a column called the solar and lunar aspects column on the diary page. And you'll see a black dot, which I've circled here in red, and a white circle. And the black dot is the new moon, and the white circle shows the full moon. And there's always 2 weeks in between them. So the full moon, one of the main things that I've always done is sow seeds before the full moon, in the week before ideally. And this always means that I get a really good strong germination, which gets my plants off to the best start possible. New moon is the opposite effect. It has a reduction of its effects on the earth's water. So that's a good time to do things like pruning because the sap isn't rising so strongly. So you minimize the loss of vigor and the potential damage to the plant. And new moon is also a really good time to fell trees for timber. Because the sap isn't rising so strongly, there's far less challenge cutting the trees, particularly if you're doing it by hand. And also it takes less drying out for the timber. Again, something that perhaps in the old times before machinery, they had to really consider much more. So this rhythm, the ascending and descending moon rhythm, offers the second strongest influence on the plants. So we can all see when we look at the sky that the sun moves higher and higher in the sky for the first 6 months of the year. And it's at its highest at midsummer in June. Then it spends the next 6 months of the year getting lower and lower in the sky. So that upwards and downwards movement in the sky is what the moon does, but in a month. So for 2 weeks, the moon gets higher and higher in the sky each day. And for 2 weeks, it gets lower and lower in the sky. So the descending moon fortnight is in this calendar called Northern Transplanting Time, or NTT. And the northern refers to the northern hemisphere. So northern transplanting time is a great time for planting and transplanting, as the sap in the plant is much more vital in the lower parts of the plant and the roots. And the plant will connect much more readily with the soil in northern transplanting time. Also, anytime you need to do work with the soil is best done during this 2 week period, such as top dressing with compost and spraying the hall manure. You think of the descending moon as a downward movement towards the roots and the soil. So ascending moon fortnight offers us the opposite picture. An upwards movement of the moon that enlivens the sap in the upper parts of the plant. So this is a great fortnight for harvesting, especially if you're working with storing fruit and potatoes, with taking cuttings and also with spraying the horn silica. Southern transplanting actually refers to the fact that for the southern hemisphere, this period is actually reversed and is the southern hemisphere's best planting time. But I think that causes some confusion in understanding the calendar. So think of it as descending moon, soil, and ascending moon, upper parts of the plant. And as
all right, there we are. So yes, you kind of want to reverse that here, and of course the beautiful southern hemisphere where we are. So hope you got something out of that. And yes, it's very interesting. It's been around a long, long time, planting by the moon, and yeah, just something to bear in mind when you're out there doing stuff on the farm or in the garden or whatever. And I'm kind of going to wrap up the show pretty much now. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I'll be back here next week, all going well. And I can't do a moon thing without playing this one by Jimi Hendrix, A Moon, Turn the Tides Gently, Gently Away. And so here we are. I hope you enjoyed the show and have a great day. Beautiful and sunny out there at the window in Whangaroa today. So, but yes, be more rain and wind for the upcoming week, but it's all good. More rain this time of year, the better, I feel like, anyway. So here goes. Moon, turn the tides gently, gently away. Look after yourselves, look after each other, folks, and yeah, go get there.
Neptune champion games to an aqua world is so good.